الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله وأكمل لنا ديننا وأتم علينا نعمه ورضي لنا الإسلام دينا فلا نعبد ولا نستعين إلا إياه. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ جاءتكم جنود فأرسلنا عليهم ريحا وجنودا لم تروها وكان الله بما تعملون بصيرا. إذ جاءوكم من فوقكم ومن أسفل منكم وإذ زاغت الأبصار وبلغت القلوب الحناجر وتظنون بالله الظنونا. هنالك ابتلي المؤمنون وزلزلوا زلزالا شديدا. وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: بسم الله وبه بدينا ولو عبدنا غيره شقينا حبذا ربا وحبذا دينا. وقد قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: اللهم لا عيش إلا عيش الآخرة فارحم الأنصار والمهاجرة. اللهم لا خير إلا خير الآخرة فارحم الأنصار والمهاجرة. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: صدق الله المولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. أستغفر الله من قول بلا عمل لقد نسبت به نسل الذي أقمي. أمرتك الخير لكن ما أتمرت به وما استقمت فما قولي لك استقمي. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
Before we start our talk proper, just a few things. Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi says in one of his poems: جب نور نہیں خود ہی دل میں پھر ممبر پہ وہ کیا برسائیں گے. When a person doesn't have any nur in his heart, then what he is going to let out on a mimbar? Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib explains us and he says that a person is only allowed to speak when his heart is overflowing. So he has to first contain the nur in his heart, and whatever is overflowing from his heart, then he can address people because of what is overflowing, that's what will affect them. Because our deen is sina basina, it's heart to heart. Our deen is not an online deen, it's not a deen of information, but it is a deen that was transferred from heart to heart. So because of the command of our Sheikh, Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib, and the focus and tawajjuh of Mawlana is here, so the second point before we start is, many a times we have these youth programs, so we think we are youth, we something very special, we need a special program. So if we special, then you get special schools also. And if we think we special, then we might be thinking that we are abnormal. And we need to become normal. And the normal thing to understand is that our elders were also youth one day. And Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib, I humbly requested him to address the youth, but obviously Mawlana, because of his tight schedule, Mawlana put us here. Mawlana said in one of the youth programs recently, he said that, I have seen the age that you are seeing now, But none of you all have seen the age that I am seeing. So many a times, and I told this to a friend of mine many years ago, a person comes and he sits, the example might sound a bit funny, he comes to the garden and he sees one old man sitting on a chair with his cigarette in his mouth and he's just laying there and now this tree is growing crooked. So now he comes and he got all his technology and everything and he says, "Now I'm going to make this tree straight or I'm going to take out this tree." Not realizing that this old man, he's only looking from the tree from one angle. This old man, for his whole life, he spent looking from every angle and he realized that I'm not going to have any success. Now if this was an intelligent young man, and our Ustad, Hazrat Mufti Masood Sahib Dawud Barakatum used to tell us, that if you listen to me now, then you will be 30 years ahead in life. So if he's an intelligent young man, then he will understand that the purpose of this youth program is not to make us feel special, or that we are special, or that we are abnormal. We are normal, we are normal human beings, and we need to become human beings. And for us to become human beings, we have to sit in the company of those people that passed the age that we were in. And those people that know what will happen and what is going to happen over the years to come because they have experienced it. Just like a mechanic, he will tell you that if you do this to your car, this is what will happen. So people that got experience, Salil Mujarrab, Wala Tas'alil Hakim. Nonetheless, coming to the topic, today the slogan, even from ulama, unfortunately, is being broadcasted that we should have tolerance. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a very tolerant person. A few months ago, I asked a friend of mine to send the ahadith in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became angry for the deen of Allah. And there were 30 or more ahadith that he could just find in about an hour where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became angry for Allah's deen. In some ahadith it is mentioned that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became so angry that as if a pomegranate was squeezed on the cheeks of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we find we're living in a time where the slogan of tolerance is being given. That anybody can be doing any sin, be tolerant. The only people you should not be tolerant with are those people that are giving you haqq. Because they are trying to break you. And this is exactly what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through. And in the ayat I've recited before you, these are the ayat of Ahzab. And the battle of Ahzab, it took place in the 5th year of Hijrah. After the battle of Uhud, Abu Sufyan, he made a very threatening statement and he said that we will come back and we will fight you next year. And we will finish you up. But the next year, because there was drought and business wasn't good, so he made an excuse and he said that we can't fight you. But in the 5th year of Hijrah, then Huyay bin Akhtab, he went to the Quraysh and Kinana bin Rabi' went to the Banu Qurayza. So the Quraysh, they wanted to fight Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They had hatred. And this is what we should see, that sometimes because of hatred, we give up the haqq. Because we have a personal vendetta with that person, or because we just don't like him, we will not accept anything that he says. So the Quraysh, they just wanted to fight Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so they never had to be enticed. As soon as he put the offer forward, that we will be part of you, they accepted. But when he went to the Banu Qurayza, then he had to tempt them. And he told them that we will give you half the crops of Khaybar. So their chief, Kinana bin Hisan Fazari, accepted, because now we're getting some money. And this is how the people of Batil will operate. They will entice you, they will dangle the carrot. You can be an alim Any person that took down the deen, we can see in the kitabs, any sahib bid'ah was an alim that brought it forward. And today we are going through the time of modernism, and one of the greatest slogans of modernism is that of tolerance. If he says, I am gay, then be tolerant, he's gay. That few years ago, if a person just acted gay, then the people around him would want to beat him up. But today we say, no, let's be tolerant. If he says he's gay, let him be gay. If he says that the sky is green, then we'll tell him, we don't believe the sky is green, but we accept your view that the sky is green. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, photography is haram. But if you say it's halal, we'll be tolerant and we'll accept what you say. But we don't agree with it, but we'll be tolerant. So the slogan of tolerance. So the Banu Qurayza also accepted. But the Banu Nadir, they made a pact with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that we will not fight you. You will have peace from us, we will have peace from you. So when the chief of the Banu Nadir saw Huyay bin Akhtab coming to him, Ka'b bin Asad, when he saw Huyay bin Akhtab coming towards him, he bent his door close. And he said, وَيْحَكَ يَا Huyay, that curse be upon you, O Huyay. إِنَّكَ مْرُؤٌ مَشْؤُومٌ. You are a person of bad luck. And he said, وَإِنِّي قَدْ عَاهَدْتُ مُحَمَّدًا. And I made a pact with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَسْتُ بِنَاقِذِي مَا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَهُ. And I'm not going to break my pact with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because why I won't break my pact? He said, فَإِنِّي لَمْ أَرَ مِنْهُ إِلَّا صِدْقًا وَوَفَاءً. I never see anything from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam besides truthfulness and loyalty. Today, unfortunately, we are not loyal to the deen of Allah. We are loyal to the governments. We are loyal to the health organizations. We are loyal to this rich man and that rich man. But the deen of Allah, we are disloyal to them. A few years ago, my honorable father traveled to Canada. So there was a man that was out of a job for many years. So he got an interview. On his travel, when my father was there, they said in a program, this man started growing his beard. They got inclined to deen. So when my father came back, he went for his interview. So when he went for his interview, then they told him that we will give you the job, but you must shave your beard off. He was a man that few months before that, he never had a beard. He was a man with a big moustache. So it was normal for him, outwardly what we would say, not to have a beard. When he came home, he told his wife that now, after so many months I'm getting an interview, they want to give me the job, but I must just cut my beard. So his wife told him, no, you cannot cut your beard. Because you heard what Mawlana said. You put in a blade on the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he phoned them back and he said that I can't take the job because I can't cut my beard. They phone him back and they tell him, now you can take the job because you are loyal to your deen. So we are not loyal to the deen of Allah. So anyways, he said that I only saw goodness from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So I don't want to break the spec. But Huyay bin Akhtab was a type of person that you could not put him off. He made sure that he got what he wanted. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam heard this, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Sa'd bin Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, Sa'd bin Ubadah radiallahu anhu, and Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu, he said, go see what is happening there by Ka'b bin Asad, Banu Nadir. But when you come back, if he really broke the pact, don't say it loud. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew that they were munafiqeen. And a munafiq is such, in front of you, he will say exactly what you are saying.
And when he goes behind your back, then he will say the total opposite. So he said, so Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam told them that if it is bad news, then just give a hint towards it. But if it's good news, then you can say it. When they came to Ka'b bin Asad, then they asked him, do you remember the pact that you made with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? He said, what pact? Who's Muhammad? So when they came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they just gave an indication that the exact same thing that happened to Hazrat Khubayb radiallahu anhu, this is what is happening with Ka'b bin Asad. That means he is deceiving us. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was very saddened. But then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam made mashwara with the Sahaba. And now we should take stock and see our condition today. Today many a times you'll even hear ulama saying that we are living in a kafir country. So we should watch what we say, because we are given freedom of our deen. What freedom? Allah knows best. So we should watch what we say, because we don't want to lose the freedom of our deen. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is being attacked from the kuffar and all the allies. Allah says that وَلَن تَرْضَى عَنْكَ الْيَهُودِ وَلَن نَصَارَى حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ. That the Yahud and Nasara, they will never be happy with you. You can scream tolerance. They will never be happy with you until you become them. Our Ustad Hazrat Mufti Masood Sahib Damat Barakatum used to say that we all say, love and let love. But your opposition doesn't want you to love, he wants you to die. So you giving yourself up and want to die, and you are disloyal to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyways, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made mashwara and he said, what should we do? So, Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu said, that O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Persia, this was the trend, that when there was war and there was a siege, then we would dig trenches. All the Sahaba were very happy with this idea. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam marked out the trenches himself, that it will be from here to here. And for every 10 yards, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam appointed 10 people. It took them approximately 5 days to dig the trenches. Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu and another Sahabi radiallahu anhu, while digging, they came across a boulder. And when they came across the boulder, initially to dig the trenches, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam took the first axe. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam hit the axe. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said these couplets. He said, Bismillah wa bihi badina. لَوْ عَبَدْنَا غَيْرَهُ شَقِينَا. With Allah's name we begin. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this, which is very apt today. We are hearing the slogans of interfaith and Abrahamic religion, and we all worship in one Allah, whether it be Christian. And very, very sad today, a soccer player dies, or a president dies, or a movie star dies, then Muslims, ulama will stand in stadiums and talk about how great a kafir leader was. He died on kufr. He is going to Jahannam. Allah says, مَا كَانَ لِلنَّبِيِّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن يَسْتَغْفِرُوا لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ. Allah Ta'ala told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah told Ibrahim alayhi salam, you can't make istighfar for your own father. Allah told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَا تُصَلِّ عَلَى أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا وَلَا تَقُمْ عَلَى قَبْرِهِ. That don't ever read Salatul Janaza for any munafiq. Don't even stand by the qabr. Today we are standing in their memorials and we are saying how great a person he was when he died on kufr. We are the parcel and the package of Allah. If we don't follow what Allah told us to do, and then we end up in Jahannam, we cannot blame Allah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَوْ عَبَدْنَا غَيْرَهُ شَقِينَا. If we worship anyone besides Allah, we will be wretched.
So anybody, no matter how great a person he might seem, no matter how much humanitarian work he is outwardly doing, if he is on kufr, he is a wretched person. حَبَّذَا رَبًّا وَحَبَّذَا جِينَا Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what a beautiful Rabb, what a beautiful deen we have. While digging the trenches, Sahaba radiallahu anhum are screaming and chanting. And let us think, will this tolerant slogan correspond to the chants of Sahaba? What they are saying? نَحْنُ الَّذِينَ بَايَعُوا مُحَمَّدًا عَلَى الْجِهَادِ مَا بَقَيْنَا أَبَدًا We are those people that sold ourselves to Allah for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For what we sold ourselves to Allah? عَلَى الْجِهَادِ مَا بَقَيْنَا أَبَدًا That we will fight in the path of Allah until we are alive. Either we die or Islam gets victory. How can tolerance and jihad go together? If we exclaim tolerance and we want to be part of the modernists, then where will we be able to stand? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the person that dies without the hope of jihad in his heart and without the hope of shahada, he dies on nifaq. So if you exclaim intolerance and you're saying be tolerant with a kafir, be tolerant with a gay person, be tolerant with a queer, be tolerant with a lesbian, the only person you shouldn't be tolerant with is that person that's telling you the haqq, he's breaking the ummah. That old man sitting there, he's breaking the ummah. That's what they said of Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba said, we sold ourselves that we will die or Islam will get victory. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied to this couplet and what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said? Allahumma la aisha illa aishul akhirah. Allah, there is no life. There is no life but the life of akhirah. فَرْحَمِ الْأَنْصَارَ وَالْمُهَاجِرَةِ Have mercy on the Ansar and the Muhajirin. اللهم لا خير إلا خير الآخرة. Allah, there is no goodness but the goodness of the Akhirat. So have mercy on the Ansar and the Muhajirin. As they digging along, Salman Farsi رضي الله عنه and another Sahabi رضي الله عنه, they come across a boulder. So the other Sahabi tells Salman Farsi رضي الله عنه, why don't we just bypass the boulder and go off the path and come back? He said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drew the lines himself. We cannot bypass it. Let us go to the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and put our problem forward. When they came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the siege was so bad, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must four salahs with jamaat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to make qaza of four salahs at the time of Isha. When they came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Bara bin Azib radiallahu anhu says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was covered with dust. And every time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was digging, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chanted out, لَوْلَ اللَّهُ مَهْتَدَيْنَا وَلَا تَفَدَّقْنَا وَلَا صَلَّيْنَا If it wasn't for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should never have hidayat. We shouldn't give sadaqah, we shouldn't read salah. فَأَنْزِلًا سَكِينَةً عَلَيْنَا So Allah Ta'ala, in this time of trial and tribulation, in this jihad, we are fighting, we are being struck by the alliance of the kuffar, and we've seen it in the near past, Afghanistan, 50 NATO countries, UK twice, Russia came, but all of them had to go with their tails between their legs and run out from people that were fighting with chimpals. فَأَنْزِلًا سَكِينَةً عَلَيْنَا Allah Ta'ala send down your tranquility and mercy on us. وَثَبِّتِ الْأَقْدَامَ إِنْ لَاقَيْنَا If now we have to fight this enemy, then Allah Ta'ala make us steadfast that we must not run away. We must not chant slogans of tolerance. Allah's deen or I will die. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, when he became Khalifa, he said, أَيَنْقُصُ الدِّينُ وَأَبُو بَكَرْ حَيٍّ That will deen become deficient and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is alive? Impossible. He said, I will go alone in jihad and I will fight Not even just for the camel, I will fight for the rope of the camel of zakat. وَثَبِّتِ الْأَقْدَامَ إِنْ لَاقَيْنَا إِنَّ الْأُولَىٰ قَدْ بَغَوْ عَلَيْنَا. All the alliance, they went against us, and whatever pact we signed with them, they betrayed us. إِذَا أَرَادُوا فِتْنَةً أَبَيْنَا. When they intend any type of fitna, whether it be the LGBTQ, whether it be the interfaith, whether it be modernists, whether it be closing the masjids, whatever it might be, abayna. And the riwayat comes clearly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and he repeated, abayna, 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 we will reject it, we will reject it, we will reject it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hits that boulder. In a riwayat it comes that a lightning shines and it shows upon the cities of Syria. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Jibreel alayhi salam came down and he told me that we will conquer those cities. In another riwayat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hits the boulder, that a third of the rock breaks. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I see the white palaces, the red palaces of Persia, that we will conquer that. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hits the rock again. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I see the white palaces of Syria. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hits the rock again. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, we will conquer Yemen. I can see the doors of Sana'a. The munafiqeen are laughing. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must for Salah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got a stone tied to his belly. They never eat for 3 days. But what was the condition? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam felt that because Sahaba radiallahu anhum, out of natural human instinct, they might be fearful, that let us make some treaty and let us promise the Banu Qurayza that we will give them half of the crops of Medina. So he called as Sa'd bin Mu'adh and Sa'd bin Ubadah radiallahu anh. And he said, this is what I feel. So both Hazrat Sa'd bin Mu'adh radiallahu anh told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is this the command of Allah? Because if it is the command of Allah, then we will do it without question. Or is this just merely a suggestion out of your love and care for us that you are worried, that we are worried and we are scared, so you just want to protect us? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is just a suggestion with your goodness at heart. Sa'd bin Mu'adh radiallahu anhu said that when we were kuffar and we never knew Allah existed and we never had Allah in our heart, we never allowed them to touch our crops. Either they buy it from us, or it's by war. So we will not allow them to touch our crops now when we got Allah with us. We will fight them until we are martyred or the deen of Allah is successful. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became very happy. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he saw that the Muslims are now fear-stricken, then Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu said, we asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make dua. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma astur awratina wa amin rawatina. O Allah, that hide our faults and make us feel comfortable. Take away our fears. Give us peace. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hudhayfa bin Yaman radiallahu anhu to go see what is happening. There was a wind. Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu zkuru ni'matallahi alaykum. Just remember the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you at the time of Ahzab. When now arrows started flying, the siege lasted for a whole month. But what was the condition of the war? They would throw arrows across each other. Certain leaders of the kuffar, they found a gap in the trench And Nawfal bin Abdullah, he tried to jump over the trench. He fell in the trench and he broke his neck. When he broke his neck, the Quraysh of Makkah offered 10,000 dirhams to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they said, give us his body back. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, his body was filthy and the blood money that you want to give us is also filthy. We will not give you his body back. Amr bin Abdul Wadud in Uhud, he was struck and he fell off his horse, he got injured. He came fully body armored and he crossed the trench and he came on the other side and he said, who cares to fight with me? So Ali radiallahu anhu, who was the lion of Allah, Asadullah, he said, I invite you to Islam to accept the deen of Allah. He said, he never said, I will be tolerant. I will take you to my house, I'll give you some security. He said, I invite you to the deen of Allah. He said, I have no need for that. He said, then I will fight you. You don't want Allah's deen, it's either Allah's deen or I kill you. One of the two. That's your choice. So he told Ali radiallahu anhu, you're still a youngster. I don't want to kill someone like a baby like you. That's what we would say. Ali radiallahu anhu told him, but I want to kill you. He became angry, jumped off his horse. And Ali radiallahu anhu struck him. And he died. Ali radiallahu anhu said out the takbir loudly. Hazrat Sa'd bin Mu'adh radiallahu anhu was struck in his jugular vein. And what dua he makes? He says, oh Allah, if the war has come to an end, then make this a means of my shahadat. But if the war is still going to continue, then oh Allah, make me live till those people that drove Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam out of his town and that hated Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, till we defeat them, make me live till then. And make me live to see the disgrace of the Banu Qurayza. This was the condition of Sahaba. There was no tolerance. It was Allah's deen or you will die. Or I will die. Allah says, after all of this, when now things started getting heated, when the kuffar started making attempts, now the Muslims were under pressure, Allah says, we sent an army of the wind, and we sent an army of angels that you did not see to make people scared. And in these ayat of Ahzab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. If you want an example, then look at the ayat of Ahzab. Look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was only Allah's deen. There was no tolerance in the face of Allah's deen. You accept Allah's deen or you die, one of the two. There is no tolerance in Allah's deen. Allah's deen is absolute. Today people say we are confused. There is no confusion. It's Quran and Sunnah or nothing else. Alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnati al-khulafai rashidin al-mahdiyin. Accept my sunnat and the sunnah of the khulafai rashidin al-mahdiyin. Addu alayha bin nawajiz. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hold on to it with your back teeth. Wa iyaakum wa muhdathati al-umur. And I warn you with new things. I warn you with the television, I warn you with photography, I warn you with modernism, I warn you with intermingling of men and women, I warn you with closing the masajid, I warn you with interfaith in LGBTQ, فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ, because every new thing is a bid'ah, وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ, and every bid'ah is misguidance. وَكُلُّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ, and every misguidance is going straight into the fire of Jahannam. Hudhayfa bin Yaman radiallahu anhu, to end off, he, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that now when the wind was blowing, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, go see what is happening in the kuffar tents. So he told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am very scared, what will happen to me? Maybe I will get martyred. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, nothing will happen to you. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said,
اللهم احفظه من بين يديه ومن خلفه وعن يمينه وعن شماله وأعوذ بك أن أختال من تحته. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم sent him. He says, when I came into the camp, Abu Sufyan was telling his people that come, let us go. There is no way we can fight with this wind. He said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before I left, he told me, don't do anything crazy, as we would say. So he said, when I came there, when I heard Abu Sufyan saying these words, I could have taken out an arrow and killed him. But because I thought of the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I did not do it. Sahaba radiallahu anhum had ittiba to such a level that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said it, that was it. A Sahabiya radiallahu anha, her child falls off a tree and passes away. She comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She says, oh Nabi of Allah, I'm sad, my child passed away. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells her, I can see your child in Jannah. If you want, I can tell Allah to show you your child in Jannah. She said, oh Nabi of Allah, the words that you told me is sufficient for me. Today we question in the words of Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we trying to find loopholes in the words of Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are the youth, those people that will be carrying the deen forward tomorrow. Let us look at the life of Sahaba. Let us look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And let us live just with this in our mind. That if Sahaba and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to come back, will they call us mu'mins or will they call us munafiqs? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.